Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It took President Trump a week to go after Gavin Newsom for signing a bill that would force Trump to release his tax returns to qualify for the California primary. But he finally did, tweeting that the new law is ridiculous and totally unconstitutional and constitutes presidential harassment. In an interview with KCBS, Governor Newsom said he's not surprised.
That's as predictable as wildfires in California.
The governor tells KCBS he will release his returns and voters have a right to know if Donald Trump is profiting from being president. He thinks he's on solid constitutional ground since states do have the right to set ballot access requirements. But he held his fire when we gave him the opportunity to go after Mr. Trump on gun violence and his reaction to last week's mass shootings.
Obviously, he and I have an interesting relationship where he's called me a clown and, you know, I'll take a shot back, but I want to maintain a relationship regardless. But no, in this case, I'm not pulling back my rhetoric. I'm just trying to sharpen where that, I think, critique should go. And it's not just the president. It's Mitch Dan McConnell.
It's Senate Majority Leader McConnell the governor calls a coward for not allowing a vote on gun legislation that most Americans favor. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.